Welcome to the Motherhood Unshackled podcast. My name is Klaus Carrian, mom and parenting coach. I'm here to guide you to challenge anything that takes away your freedom and makes you less than you could be. I'm here to encourage you to let your problem shift away from the safe problem and instead guide you to face your true self within. Your safe problems are things external of you that keep you distracted from what really matters. Like, my child is the problem. If they didn't have this behavior, things would be great. I wouldn't yell at them, and so on and so forth. As long as you believe that the child is the problem and that they have to be fixed, you are both going to keep suffering. I coach moms to show up mindfully always, especially when their children misbehave. Each week, I bring you a message to guide you on this journey we call parenting. My goal is to guide you to experience a deep, authentic connection with yourself and your child through the beautiful moments and the challenging ones. It's time for heartfelt, joyful, and simple parenting. Thank you for spending some time with me today. Hello, and welcome to today's episode. Today, the big takeaway that I want you to have is that parenting is not just about your child, right? So my observations that I've had as a conscious parenting coach is, and you know, just a human being, I'm a projector in the world of human design. And one of my favorite things to do is actually to observe people, to observe society. And I've been like, when I look back, I realize that I've been observing parents and my whole life. And I remember being in middle school and high school and elementary school and thinking like, this parent is doing it wrong or this parent is doing it right, right? But what I've observed is that in our society, we have this very harmful belief that parenting is about your child, right? And if your child is happy, that means you're a good parent. And if your child is misbehaves, it means you're a bad parent. But that's so false and it's so harmful, right? Parenting is not about your child. It's about you. It's about evolving you. It's about releasing generational patterns. And it's important to think of the bigger impact that we desire to have as parents, okay? So what happens when we start to do that? When we start to realize that parenting is not about your child, your child's behavior doesn't really mean anything about your parenting because it's more than just you that is involved in raising your child. And once we start realizing that, okay, it's up to me to evolve, it's up to me to release these generational patterns and to really think about the greater impact that I want to have as a parent, right? So what happens when we do this is that we ask ourselves questions like, what impact do I want to have for myself as a parent? So in other words, how do I want parenting to evolve me? Because parenting, I think there's two things in life that are like the biggest spiritual growth that you can ever experience. And one is being a business owner. Two is being a parent. And if there's a specific order to this, but those are the two biggest things that I've noticed. Parenting and being a business owner, they are the things, the biggest spiritual growth that you can experience if you let it, right? So how do you want parenting to evolve you? And that question might change from day to day or year to year. And you're going to like, as you evolve, the next layer of evolution, the next layer of generational patterns that you need to heal will show up for you, right? So this is like an open-ended question, but having that in your awareness and your consciousness is super important, right? And then what impact do you want to have on your child? What impact do you want to have on the next generation? And then also your entire heritage, because this is what I've noticed. When I stepped away from parenting being all about my child, and I started looking at parenting is actually about evolving me. It's about releasing generational pattern. I started noticing that not only was I impacting my daughter and then eventually the next generation, but I was actually impacting my whole entire heritage, like the generations before me, because I was able to notice that like, wow, these patterns that I've broken in my life, it will help my daughter, but it's also helping my parents and my grandparents, right? Because those are patterns that they have been living in and they never really were able to shift out of it. And me resolving it, me releasing these generational patterns is actually has helped them release that as well, right? So it's not just about the next generation, it's about your entire heritage, right? And we've never, like, we've heard many stories about, you know, I was the first person in my family to go to college. This is kind of what I'm talking about here, right? So that person obviously shifted generational pattern, right? Because now she's giving permission to the next generation to go to college because she says, hey, look, this is what's possible for you. It's just like the whole thing that we've heard many times, like running the 4-minute mile, right? People thought it was impossible. But then one person did it, and then all of a sudden, a whole bunch of people did it, right? Because they showed them what's possible. And that's what we have to do as parents. We have to evolve. We have to release generational patterns to show our entire heritage what is possible. But I'd like to go deeper than simply, which is a huge accomplishment. I don't want to downgrade that. But then simply, like, being the first to go to college, right? Being the first in your family to go to college. What patterns do you want to release? And again, this question will shift. There'll be an answer for you right now. And then there'll be more answers that will unfold in front of you as the more that you evolve, right? So imagine saying something like, you know, I was the first generation to be in an aligned marriage. I was the first generation to listen to that little voice inside myself for guidance on relationship, career choices, which means that you weren't just doing what society was telling you to do. You were doing what was right for you, right? Imagine at your 50th birthday celebration, imagine your child saying something like this: my mom, she changed our family lineage. She decided to come home to herself. She lived in alignment with her soul's truth. She followed her intuition. She chose to vibrate at a higher frequency. She let go of everything and everyone that didn't serve her highest good. And by doing that, she allowed me to be me. She allowed me to stay connected to my true self. It allowed me to be aligned, to be in aligned relationships, friendships, jobs, and it preserved my self-esteem. She showed me what self-love really was. She always encouraged me to listen to that little voice inside myself for guidance. I'm forever grateful that she had the courage to do this. And this makes me super emotional, and I'm like fighting back tears right now. Because this is what's possible, right? This is what I mean by parenting is not just about you. And a previous episode that I've done about, you know, I'm not sure if it'll be released before or after this episode, but, you know, if you're not measuring anything, you're assuming everything. We need to have goals as parents. We need to have a vision of what we want for our family. We need to understand that parenting is about evolving ourselves, and that doing that is the biggest gift you can give your child and how it will impact them. We need to have kind of like a blueprint, a guidance of how we want to impact them, right? What lessons do we want them to have when they go away to college or university, or maybe they won't go, but like when they're 18, they leave your house or however old they are, right? What do we want them to say at our 50th birthday celebration, our 60th birthday celebration, our deathbed, you know? To do a eulogy when we die. What do we want them to remember about us? How do we want them to say, my mom did this, and this is how it impacted me, right? So when we do this work, we impact the generations before and after us. This is the big takeaway today. And this is the most selfless work you can do. Because what happens is that not only do you free yourself, but you free the generations before and after you. You're worth investing in. Your child is worth investing in. And maybe it's through courses and coaches, but maybe it's also through your time. You're worth investing your time to evolve. Taking the time to meditate, to take care of your inner well-being every day. You're worth it, and your child is worth it. And every time you do that, every time you invest in evolving yourself and releasing generational patterns, it impacts your child directly and indirectly, right? And a remarkable parents, they know the power of evolving, and they know that it has impact on the next generations. And this is part, only part of, this is kind of an introduction of part of what we're up to in my upcoming course. Again, it doesn't have a name at the moment, but the name that I've been playing with is The Evolution of Parenting. You know, kind of the art and science of parenting, what we need to know to really evolve ourselves so that we can best equip our children to have the future we desire for them. Right? So I'm really curious to hear your reflections from this episode today. So come find me on Instagram. My Instagram handle is in the show notes. And then also come invite me. Come chat with me on Instagram. Let me know what your reflections are and invite me into future conversations. If you're interested in this course, you can look in the show notes. The link is right there. But also you can come find me on Instagram and we can chat about which level would be good for you. Thank you so much for joining us today. Until next time. If you desire guidance from me every week, make sure to subscribe to this podcast and also follow me on Instagram or TikTok. I want to leave you with this quote. Great parenting happens when you start controlling yourself and stop controlling your child. Parenting is more about reparenting yourself as it is about parenting your child. This is a process. This is a journey, and I am here to guide you one connection at a time.